They are hidden in one of the most secure art vaults in the Netherlands. Thousands of artworks stolen from victims of the Holocaust or sold in an effort to stay alive. Many of the owners died in Hitler's gas chambers. Those who survived spent many years trying to get them back.
These are the paintings. This is it.
It took Alfred Vass and his family 6 years to convince the Dutch state these two paintings were forcefully sold by his grandfather in 1941 to save his family.
You have to prove and to prove again and again and again that you are the heir. They hide behind all kinds of excuses because in the end of the day, I doubt that they want to give it back.
With the knowledge of today, it's shameful. In 45, 46, people were busy rebuilding. It wasn't a priority at all. But it took a long time to get it to be a priority.
Many stolen or disputed pieces are still on display in museums or public buildings, like this painting by Dutch master Mesdag, for decades shown in Parliament building until a few months ago.
A collection of paintings symbolizing the impact of the Holocaust more than 80 years later. While some of these artworks were handed over to the Dutch government immediately after World War II, they have been in storage ever since, and many might never be returned to their rightful owners.
Nazi leaders Adolf Hitler and Hermann Göring had an obsession with art, and hundreds of thousands of stolen paintings and artworks were collected to build up their own museums in Nazi Germany. Alfred Vass is still looking for more than 800 looted artworks that were part of his great-grandfather's collection until 1933, when Hitler took power. His grandparents were among nearly 100,000 Jews transported to Camp Westerbork in the east of the Netherlands.
Here is a place where is a connection to the arts, because they were probably rescued because they could find some money to pay off the camp commandant, the guy who was in charge here, and he let them go. But it was very, very rare that any Jews were let out of here and could go back to Amsterdam.
The camp was the last station before Auschwitz and other extermination camps, and is a symbol for Alfred Vass' fight to get his family's art back.
We should try to do our part in history and to see what we can do in order to get back what was ours, to get justice done, and also to show the world that however bad the situation is, and there's always a certain hope for redemption.
Dutch researchers have been given 4 years to investigate the origin of thousands of disputed paintings and return them to the rightful heirs, hoping to complete what some say should have been done decades ago. Stap Vassen, Al Jazeera, in the Netherlands.